I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. The Alabama legislature has given final approval to the education budget that expands the state's pre-kindergarten program. The House of Representatives unanimously approved a conference committee agreement today on the spending plan. The budget now goes to Governor Robert Bentley for his signature. The budget steers an additional $10 million to the state's pre-kindergarten program. The increase is projected to enable another 1,800 four-year-olds to attend the public preschool program. Education Budget Chairman Representative Bill Poole says the budget makes the classroom spending a priority. However, the budget does not include raises for state teachers. The University of Alabama is teaming up with Washington to study the nation's water. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Association just unveiled its newest national center on the Tuscaloosa campus. The $24 million National Water Center is a collaboration between several federal agencies. It will become the U.S. Center for Water Forecasting. NOAA Administrator Dr. Catherine Sullivan says they plan to hit the ground running at the center with a research project starting this summer.
Agency folks from the federal family, university researchers, young students coming together to start really driving on these details of how do you stitch together the mosaic of models that you have today into the more integrated, cohesive model picture that's also much more detailed.
The center will also be a research hub to address challenges like water security and to better respond to droughts and flooding. Music lovers in Japan will soon be hearing from two children's choirs from West Alabama. APR's Pat Duggins has more on the concerts tied to Tuscaloosa's Sister City program.
53 members of the Alabama Choir School will perform two concerts during their visit to Japan. What you're hearing now is a Japanese pop song called Hataru Koi, which translates as O Firefly. The 34 5th to 8th graders in the Ambassador Choir will sing alongside the 19 members of the High School Chamber Choir. Director Dolph Proctor says the Japanese love American music, but there are cultural differences.
They just are a very conservative thinking, acting, speaking people, and so they're educated, our guys.
Tuscaloosa has a sister city relationship with Narashino, Japan. Mobile, Dothan, and Montevallo have sister cities in Japan as well. Pat Duggins, APR News, in Tuscaloosa.
Chances for thunderstorms all across the Tennessee Valley, Central Alabama, and Mobile and Gulf Coast areas this evening. Reporting for Alabama Public Radio News, I'm Mackenzie Bates.